True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in, folks. September 2nd edition of Sports Talk this Tuesday. Counting down to the Saints season opener Sunday, hosting the Arizona Cardinals right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, a noon kickoff. The big news of the weekend, we had both our LSU and Tulane schools winning in their season openers. Huge win, no doubt, for this LSU squad that, man, oh, man, I think, what, the Cajun Cannon was the only one that picked that game right out of our pick six segment, right?
Yeah, pick six didn't go great week one.
I picked all the wrong guys.
We're going to warm up into the season, Steve. We'll be all right. We'll be better, you know, once we get into midseason form. This is the early season struggles, but, I mean, we'll get into the NFL games, too. There was a full college football slate that we picked those six games. The public was wrong on a lot of these, too, because, I don't know, I feel like Mike and I were kind of agreeing with a lot of the public bets. Texas laid an egg in week one. I say that, but Ohio State's defense may just be that good. Clemson, you know, -4. They were pretty heavy favorites opening at home. LSU's defense just completely shut them down, especially
in the second half. That was a big old fail for me.
Yeah, listen, I mean, LSU's defense, it's been talked up throughout fall camp, but the fact that they went out there and put out that type of performance should have LSU fans very, very excited for this upcoming, for this season. And what the Tigers can potentially do for the final 11 games. So those games we didn't get right. Notre Dame, as I kind of mentioned with Mike, I got beef with Coach Denbrock and how he used their star running back, Jeremiah Love, against Miami. I know that Miami's got a good defensive front. Notre Dame was supposed to have a good offensive line, which looked awful at the very end of that game. But they basically took him out of the game plan. It's your best player. It's like if the Saints went against Arizona this upcoming weekend, oh, the Cardinals have a good defensive line, let's not use Alvin Kamara.
Right.
That's what basically Notre Dame did to Miami with Jeremiah Love. They didn't use him at all. So I got beef with Notre Dame. They still almost came back and won that game, but unfortunately that was a loss. And then what was the other one? Tulane took care of business for us. That was a no sweat. They killed Northwestern.
That's the only win I got this weekend.
And then South Carolina. South Carolina.
I had that one wrong.
Came through for Mike and I. We're big fans of Lenora Sellers. I'm sure we'll
talk. It was close until it wasn't.
We'll talk about him throughout the season as it goes because he's going to be one of those premier top quarterbacks come the 2026 NFL draft. He is a special, special player. So big fans of him, and they came through for us too.
You mentioned in the Sports Flash, Charlie, LSU jumping six spots in the poll from 9 to now number 3.
Yep. I think it's deserved. You know, if you're talking about some of the teams that played cupcakes, you can maybe even make the argument that LSU should be number 2. Penn State played Nevada. What do you get from that? You know what I mean? And I understand that they came in at number 2 and they did what they were supposed to, so it'd be kind of wrong to drop them maybe from, you know, their spot that they were at from the preseason poll. But LSU going up and picking up maybe the most impressive win of opening weekend, you can say Ohio State against Texas, but at the same time, Ohio State was at home.
Right.
LSU going to Clemson in a top 5 school and taking out that win, there's a very strong argument that that was the best win of the weekend.
what was annoying is the start of the game. Why does Clemson have to take a bus to their own stadium?
This is going to be a short rant because I don't want to extend it. I don't have a problem with, you know, Clemson taking the bus or and going around the stadium and doing their traditions. College football is all about tradition, and that's fine. That's fine and dandy. They run down the hill, they touch the rock, they fire the little mini cannon. Sure, whatever. What the problem I have is that game was scheduled to start at 6:30. It started closer to 7 o'clock than 6:30. I think it started at like 6:50, and then it ran to like it was almost a 4-hour broadcast.
Commercial.
Oh my god.
Commercial.
It was insane. So college football has got to figure out. And I know that people had this argument about the MLB in years past. You got to shorten the games. These games are running way too long. College football, it's outrageous how long some of these games are running. A 4-hour game for a 17-10 matchup. It's not like this was a barn burner where both teams were scoring every possession and, you know, running like a lot of passing plays where the clock was stopping all the time. It was a slugfest defensively, and it still almost went 4 hours. So that's my beef, my little mini rant. College football games are too long. I'm not even against necessarily like the traditions and all that good stuff. But if you're going to start a game at 6:30, this is the NFL does this right. The NFL has a game starting at noon. That game's starting at noon. The NBA has this issue, and college football has this issue where they schedule a game and it doesn't start until at least 10, 15 minutes, maybe even 20 minutes later. That's aggravating for the viewer. I'm just going to be honest.
Looking at that game, LSU winning 17-10 over Clemson. Now get ready for Louisiana Tech. The Tigers did not have availability yesterday during Labor Day, but Coach Kelly did speak to the media today. Let's hear his opening statement after the Tigers get that 17-10 victory over Clemson and shot up in the AP rankings.
Okay, we'll open up with, you know, obviously an opener here. Playing at Tiger Stadium is such a special opportunity. So I know our guys and staff and fans and everybody associated with the program coming back to Tiger Stadium is pretty exciting. You know, we got a lot of guys, I think like 45 guys that will be walking down Victory Hill for the first time. We were busy getting them, helping them secure suits. And it's exciting, you know, when you get a chance to open on the road and have some success, you build a lot of momentum. But then you take a look at now the opportunity to play at home, it heightens it even more. We've certainly feel great about what we accomplished, but our mantra this year is 1-0. So we celebrated that win 24 hours. We came in, had recovery on Sunday. Monday, we went back to work, put that behind us, and focused on Louisiana Tech. And we want to go 1-0. And we have to replicate all the things that we did to get to 1-0. And that goal for us will be the same each and every year. So I know you guys hear this each and every week from me, but, you know, we got a commitment from our guys that they want to do the hard things the right way. And that is, you know, building great habits, following a process that's in place that is successful. And that's not easy because you just take a look at, you know, the narrative leading into our first game. Our fan base was going to be eroding. The head coach is on the hot seat. They can't run the ball. They won't be able to stop the run. I mean, I could go on and on. We got, people taking shots at our process. It went on and on. And then 24 hours later, the same people said that we got one of the best teams in the country. So you can see how silly this is if you're just listening to those narratives. What we have to be focused on is what we can control on a day-to-day basis. And what we can control is how we prepare. And our preparation allowed us to play with great composure on the road in a very hostile environment. We competed on every play, but most importantly, we played with great confidence. Our guys believed going into the game that they were gonna win the game, regardless of the situation. So that's what we're about, and we need to stay focused on that if we wanna get to 1-0 this week. So a couple of things from the game. I think the thing that I'd like to point out is, you know, I think it's easy to see energy and passion, and those things are important. Just working is not good enough. You have to have passion in what you do. And one of the things that stands out is there's a lot of passion on that defensive side of the ball. And with that passion is guys being selfless. I'll give you an example. Harold's play at the end of the game. He doesn't make that play unless our end, Patrick Pavement, gives himself up inside the C gap to collapse the tackle so we can get the wraparound. Or P.J. Woodland sack earlier, where Jack Pyburn takes an upfield intentional rush to open up the D gap so he can get to the quarterback. And that happened pretty much the entire game. Guys playing their 1/11th across the board, and that's what Blake has been harping on. That's what we've been talking about in terms of how you play team defense. You first have to have a passion because you got to run, hit, you got to get excited. But then you got to do your job, not somebody else's job. And we had a lot of that going on at times, and we'll continue to build on that. From an offensive standpoint, what I thought really stood out, and you guys are not going to like this, but the receivers have been talked about so much about their playmaking ability, and they certainly have it, and they have it in loads. But they block their tails off. And that's another indication of a selflessness to we need to run the football. And we can't run it unless we're getting guys blocking downfield. And we did. And I know this is not the sexy stuff that you guys want to talk about, but winning on the road is hard against the top five team, and you got to do the little things the right way. And I wanted to illustrate that and make sure that I gave them the accolades for that. Garrett Nussmeier, obviously the SEC Offensive Player of the Week, which you know, and Braylon Moore did an outstanding job in his first start at center, keeping that offensive line in a really good position all night. Louisiana Tech, I'll start with this. Have a lot of respect for Coach Cumbie and the way he works. I get a chance to see him virtually all summer in camps. He's one of the hardest working coaches I've seen in the industry, just doing whatever he can to continue to build his program and recruit, in particular, the state of Louisiana. And I give him great credit for that. Obviously, from a standpoint of in-state, we relish these opportunities to play in-state. But we also know that our opponent, this is the biggest game of their career for many of them. So we have to be prepared and certainly do the things that we need to do. Defensively, I think they play with great energy. Colby Fields is a former player here, leads their team. He was the defensive player of the year in Conference USA. And it's, again, a team from an offensive standpoint that centers around the quarterback. So, again, we'll be challenged to stop the quarterback and the quarterback run.
That was a heck of an opening statement from head coach Brian Kelly, the LSU Tigers. That's what happens, I guess, when you get Monday off.
Yeah, it was really funny that he actually apologized after that. He's just like, yeah, sorry, I ran kind of long there. It's like a six-minute opener, just kind of recapping an impressive week one victory, doing a short little
preview. He's got a lot to brag about.
Yeah. You know, we'll listen to more of his presser later, but Steve, I know you saw what he was saying about Dabo and Dabo's
we'll get
comments.
Into that for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty fun stuff.
Want to get into our WWL talk and text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870. We got Eric in Ocean Springs been hanging on, wanting to talk LSU. What you got today, Eric? What's going on?
Yeah, man. I'm just happy today. I don't know what to do. But anyway, when I look at that defense, man, I'm talking about, I see speed, I see, continuity. Compared to the 2019 defense, I think this one may have an edge up on them. In the offensive line, they did their thing. And then when you look at which Hal Perkins and add in Peyton Powburn, Howley, and man, so it reminds me of Kim Mulkey when she put that team together and won the national championship. That same scenario, that deja vu. And I think this is us right here for the national title.
I like the nickname that they've gotten, Eric. I don't know if you've seen it so far, Steve, as well, but they call themselves the Bayou Bandits.
Yeah.
That defense. It just kind of fits, doesn't it? Whit Weeks is a dog. Harold Perkins is an unbelievable athlete. And he now, I go back to what Baker had said, and we've talked with different reporters about this too. When Blake Baker was in the offseason, he sat down with Harold Perkins and said, where do you want to play? Like, he's such a versatile athlete that you could play him on the line of scrimmage. You could play him at inside linebacker. There were different spots you could use him. And he told Baker that he would play anywhere. Said, no, Harold, where do you want to play? And he said, I want to play the star position, coach. I think that's where you could get the most out of me, and that's where my talents would shine the most. So DC Blake Baker, being the good coach that he is, puts Harold Perkins at the star position, surrounds this defense with a ton of talent. And if you were listening with Coach Kelly, what he had just said in that opening statement, 1/11th, every single guy doing 1/11th of the total team defensive job. And that's what made that defense work as a unit. And the most impressive thing is what Eric had just brought up, bringing in all these new faces like Patrick Payton and Jack Pyburn, and then in the defensive backfield, Monsieur Delane, and all of them in the safeties as well, Tamarcus Cooley, AJ Halsey, all of them just meshing instantly.
I didn't think it was going to be that quick, Charlie.
And rising to the challenge of a Clemson offense that was very highly regarded entering the season. That was what was so impressive about that victory, is how easily they were able to mesh, how quickly they were able to mesh, and they really, really do look like a force on the defensive side of the ball.
How good the defense looked, and then as well, I didn't expect the O-line to perform as well as they did game one.
I think Braylon Moore was great, as kind of Coach Kelly had mentioned there. The interesting thing, and the tackle play was really solid too, and you didn't notice it until Tyree Adams got hurt. He had to exit for like two plays, and DJ Chester was plugged in at left tackle, and he got burned immediately. But the tackle play was good, the center play was good, and Nussmeier was just getting it out, man. He was playing to the, like, not allow that strong defensive front of Clemson to get after him and get him on the ground. So it was all facets just working together. It's exactly what you wanted to see week one.
Keep it locked right here. We're going to hear more of head coach Brian Kelly when we get back after this break here on WWL. Stay tuned.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We heard Brian Kelly's opening statement last segment. Now we're going to get into more of the Q&A session for Lunch with Brian Kelly that was earlier today. WWL Soundbank brought to you by First American Bank. Here's head coach BK right now.
After the game, you see, you couldn't tell whether Barry and Brown scored or not. Did you look at the film, and what did you think looking at the film? And has the SEC said anything to you about that?
We have talked to the SEC about it. John McDay, the supervisor of officials, and I had a conversation about it. I think it was extremely productive in all areas. You know, this thing has kind of gotten away from us a little bit, you know, with so many replays in the NFL, and it's kind of trickled down to college football. You know, are you a runner or are you a catcher of the football? And you know, kind of putting a burden on the wide receiver. The wide receiver has to catch the football. He then is a runner, and then he's got to survive the ground. You saw earlier, Caden Durham came over the goal line and hit the ground. The ball popped out. Well, a runner doesn't have the same burden as a wide receiver. So, you know, there is conversation about how we can make this cleaner, for sure. Because clearly, from a common sense standpoint, that doesn't make much sense. So the rule was applied correctly by the letter of it, but rules are made to be changed. And so hopefully down the road, I think there'll be some changes in the way that is looked at. But the crew administered the protocols and procedures the right way on that play.
Coach, how rewarding is it when transfers that you went out and got, you and your staff, make an immediate impact, like Mansoor Delane, who got the game ball, and Braylon Moore getting the SEC Offensive Lineman of the Week, making an immediate impact?
Yeah, we're happy for those guys. There's no question. But Mansoor, I thought, was very articulate in his post-game talk, and his interception was because we were doing the right things up front, and he got that. And I think that that's the point I wanted to make. Braylon was the same way when he was named SEC Lineman of the Week. He said, I've never had this kind of trust with the guys next to me. And so going into the portal, we were looking for those kind of guys that wanted to be here for a championship, that weren't in it for the individual accolades. And I'm great. To me, I think our guys want to be the reason that we're having success, but know that they're not the only reason that we're having success, right? So I think that those are the kind of guys that we got, and we're seeing that come to fruition. Now, we're going to have to handle adversity during the year. We're going to have to handle injuries during the year. There's other things that will come in front of us. But, for the first entry into this, it was a good weekend for us.
Davos, when he said that this was like a final exam on day one of class, and said that he would have given LSU a 65 and Clemson a 58 because neither played great, just wondering how you would have graded or assessed the team in their first game of the year.
Well, I mean, I thought we dominated him in the second half. So he's either a really good grader giving himself a 58, or he's a really hard grader on us, or he didn't see the second half, which that might be the case. He might not have wanted to see the second half. This is all past. We're much more focused on Louisiana Tech, to be quite honest with you. And Clemson is a darn good football team. I mean, that's a really good, that's a top-notch team. And they're going to be a team in the hunt for a playoff picture. And we hope we are, too. But it was only one game. So I don't know if he's a hard grader or an easy grader, but I like the way we played in the second half.
You alluded to it in the post game about getting creative with the calls in the run game. What was your assessment of the job that Joe and the staff did on offense and calling the game to win the game, but also getting a lot out there?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's been pretty obvious that there's been an emphasis in making sure that we run the ball and become more balanced to set up play action. Some of our best plays were the play action throws. So to do that, when you're in a spread offense, you have to be creative. You're moving receivers and tight ends around. Your run game can feature, wide receivers in it as well. They're blocking, running. So I think just keeping that same mindset, really, and moving forward, that we have to continue to be that way and find the areas where we can prod and get the best looks to run the football.
Coach, you've coached football for a long time. When you look at Tre'Davious Green and his physical gifts and the fact he hasn't played football all that long, what is his future and what is his impact on the game even when he doesn't catch passes, right? He drew pass interference calls, so forth.
Yeah. First of all, he's a terrific kid. I don't know if you saw it, but he waited for everybody to get into the locker room. He was the one guy that stood out there you get generational talents, right, throughout your career, but you don't get generational talents in kids that you love like that. He's so into his teammates and what they do and how they do it. He's selfless, and he's still learning. What I love is his willingness to stick his nose in there and get dirty in the run game, and he did a really good job there. The second thing is he's still working on his technique. So his technical ability is not just going to be run down the field and jump up and get the ball. That's not Tre'Davious Green's final piece of what he looks like. There's many more intricacies in running option routes and comebacks and things of that nature that we are excited to continue to work with him and grow. So we're just scratching the surface, and that's a great thing.
Coach, zero defensive penalties, zero carries that Clemson had that went over 10 yards. I'm curious if you can speak to Blake Baker and the defensive staff and getting this defense ready with, I believe it was 10 players that weren't on this roster last year.
That's right.
That played in the game, just getting them ready so quickly for game one and to have such a efficient, you know, kind of mistake-free night.
You know, it didn't happen overnight. It started in January with, you know, being on time, doing the little things, keeping your locker clean. I know you don't want to hear this stuff, but I'm answering your question honestly. It's the discipline that we have within the program. Our guys bought into it, and it carries on to the field and the way they play. We're not going to tolerate foolishness. We had a couple foolish penalties on offense. Those things can't happen. Our guys took full accountability for it, which is great. And we'll continue to do a better job communicating how we can be better in helping them not make those mistakes. But I think it's just an overall program perspective. And then those guys really trusting what we've been telling them and then going out and doing it.
Aaron Anderson leads the team in receiving yards. I believe he had the most receptions as well. It's for a guy to, you know, sort of miss some time in the preseason camp and to still come out and look to be as rock solid as he was last season, just speak to his, I guess, stability within himself and within the offense to perform the way he does.
He's an electric playmaker. And, you know, Aaron would tell you that there's more there. He's growing as a young man and making good choices and doing the right thing, taking care of his body. And now the next thing is consistency in his practicing, because the carryover is when the lights go on, he's a different dude. So I just like his maturity and the growth that he is showing each and every week when he comes into the building. You know, that's why he's going to have continued success here and down the road.
Coach, with Bauer Sharp as a blocker, how is he? What different things can you guys do within the offense with a guy who can chip as well as he can and just block out in space as well as he did?
Well, he's a tenacious competitor. You saw when he had the fumble, he makes a great tackle. If he doesn't make that tackle, that's a score. I mean, you know, he's just a competitor. He creates an energy in the unit by just the way he goes about it. It's like Jack Pyburn on defense. I mean, those guys create such an energy and bring up the others. And so whether it's blocking, catching the football, keeping the guys up on the sideline, he's just he's a key piece to keeping our guys sharp and playing at a high level.
Just your assessment of Garrett. Did you have any issues getting plays in, or is that his ability at the line to – you know, see what he sees and make some changes and corrections there?
Yeah, all that's his management of what's going on. I don't think we had a delay of game penalty. We didn't have a snap infraction. We had the one on Trey Dez where we were on a second count and he didn't get the signal. But I was really pleased with the management from that standpoint. But, yeah, I think there were a couple of times where, you know, we could have, you know, on our end, got the play in a little sooner, but his management was outstanding. That's as good as he's been in terms of, you know, getting us in the right run plays, making the right checks. I think he held the ball for no more than 2.2 seconds on an average. The ball came out quickly. That helps your offensive line. I thought he did that happens only when you have a veteran quarterback.
The whole 1-0 thing, where did that start from? Was that something you said? You thought we have to make this a visible thing, and going all the way to the t-shirts you guys wore in pregame warmups. Yeah, whose idea was that?
It was all of that was discussed internally, and ultimately I make the decision on those things. But you know, we put ourselves out there, and look, sometimes you got to go out on the limb, and some say it's not smart. I knew the team that we had. And I knew it was a mature enough team that we could put that on them regardless of what the outcome would be. And we knew 1-0 was going to be where we wanted to be. You can see on the board right here, there's only one game that's visible on that board, and that's Louisiana Tech. The other one's covered up from the week before and all the others. And so it's just been a mindset that we've kept. And so the 1-0 wasn't, you know, targeted, hey, this is, you know, rubbing it in Clemson's nose. This was our mantra for the year. We just want to focus one week at a time. Avoid the noise, stay locked in, and do the things that we've been doing, then we can get to 1-0 each week. So that was really much more of a, you know, what's the mission of the group this year than it was anything else.
Head coach Brian Kelly of your LSU Tigers going 1-0, definitely the opening week of the season. It has been way too long since we were saying that, Charlie.
Yeah, no, and everyone was picking against them this weekend, us pretty included. Much, right? So, yeah, good on Coach Kelly and the Tigers for getting that 1-0 start.
I guess we won't be seeing 2-0 shirts, though. He's sticking with 1-0.
Well, go out and dominate La Tech and then start 2-0, and then you got that potential top 10 game against Florida. We'll see what happens this upcoming weekend. But if Florida takes out USF, I mean, it might be a top 10 game at Tiger Stadium.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk, we shall return with even more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Hey, high school football fans, you ready for week one of Friday Night Lights? We are thrilled to announce a new presenting sponsor, the most comprehensive high school football show in America. It's now the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden Friday and every Friday night at 7 p.m. We'll have prep reporters stationed at key games in the metro area and across epic battles in Southeast Louisiana, bringing you live updates of the games and one-on-ones with the winning coaches. And you never know who might drop by to chat with Ian and Coach Lou. Get ready for another exciting year of high school football, the Manning Family's Children's Prep Football Roundup, every Friday night, 7 to 10:30 on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Taking a break, we'll close things out right after this on WWL. All right, Hoodats, ready for a new era of Saints football. Sunday, the Saints battle Arizona in the Caesars Superdome. Start your game day, 8 a.m. Me and Jeff Nowak at the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. Time to check in from your tailgate party. Then at 10, join Bobby Hebert and myself for the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff inside the dome. Loge level, Gate B entry atrium presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service at noon. Kickoff with Deuce and Haas and Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then after the game, join the Cajun Cannon for the Point After live from the Swamp Room Bar and Grill at 5400 Veterans in Metairie. If you love football, we got 10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold coming your way Sunday. Saints versus Chargers. Getting out of here right now, 7 o'clock. Join the Saints Hour. Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak will have the latest and greatest for you on the black and gold. Stay tuned for that right after this here on WWL. Have a great night, everyone.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.